This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to another Joy 94.9 podcast.
Talking thing you do is effective. Good evening, sinners and spinners. This is Leet Rainbow Rufflecopter, brought to you by Joy 94.9. I am Jack, and I am your guest host for Leet Rainbow Rufflecopter. And in the studio is our regular host, Mr. Moggy. Welcome to Leet Rainbow Rufflecopter.
Hi.
Well, we've got a big show lined up for you, and we are so excited. I've picked my favorite music, and we've got some really cool topics, and we're just going to jump out of the blocks with this one.
Yeah. I'm letting Jack take over for tonight, because he seems boisterous enough to take over it.
Oh, lighten up, Moggy. We're talking about video games. Something to get excited about.
Yay.
Okay, Moggy, what are we talking about this week on Leet Rainbow Rufflecopter?
Amazon Fail.
Oh,
It's been going around the Twitterverse for quite a few, for the past couple of days. And what are we doing? We're talking a bit about Watchmen again, because me and Jack actually went to go see it. Talk a bit about comics, and really, they're very hard to get into, because I've been reading a lot recently, since my housemate is a humongous comic book reader, and he has like shelves and shelves of comics, so I've been indulging in the fine art of comics.
Also, we're going to talk a bit about movie adaptations of old cartoon series and comic books. I mean, we're talking in particular with the new Dragon Ball movie, which, amongst Dragon Ball Z fans and Dragon Ball fans across the world, it raises a huge what the fudge. And we also have a mini review of Rock Band 2.
Yes, which I've been addicted to this week.
And also we discuss some of the finer topic, the finer things about our technical lives.
Yes.
In Leet Rainbow Rufflecopter this week, we are going to bring you the ethics of Wi-Fi and stealing Wi-Fi. Yes. Is it a crime? Is it a moral crime?
We'll talk about that a bit later.
So, what else?
And whatever comes our way. Because I'll be talking about after this song what I've been playing, because it's been quite a lot since being unemployed allows you a lot of free gaming time.
Also, the last track that we played was actually Amanda Palmer with Leeds United. She was just recently in Melbourne. I didn't see her, but I know a couple of people that did. Creamed their pants. That's the kind of performer that Amanda Palmer is. Also on this program, we've got some really cool music. I've brought some of the dusty records out of the Joy 94.9 studios. And we've got some Queen, we've got a little bit of Daft Punk, a little bit of Moby, no R.E.M. I'm not a big fan of R.E.M. And Avenue Q, it's a mixed bag. And
yes, so quite variety.
So, what song do you think about when you think about young love?
I have no idea.
Well, when I think of young love, I think of Meatloaf's classic song, Paradise by the Dashboard Light. Okay, enjoy everybody.
This is a podcast from Joy 94.9, a gay and lesbian volunteer-based community radio station. For more content, please go to our website at joy.org.au, or if you're in Melbourne, tune in to Joy 94.9.
Moggy, will you love me forever?
Yes.
Will you make me so happy for the rest of my life? Will you take me away and make me your wife?
Yes.
You're listening to Leet Rainbow Rufflecopter here on Joy 94.9. That was the lost, no, it's not a lost love, just a messed up love story brought to you by Meatloaf. That was Paradise by the Dashboard Light.
Woo.
This is Leet Rainbow Rufflecopter, the geeky show that appears on Thursday nights and Friday.
And podcast
forms. And podcast forms. All you've got to do is go to www.joy.org.au.
Or leetrainbowrufflecopter.com.
Or leetrainbowrufflecopter.com.
Or iTunes. Joy 94.9 in parentheses, Joy Leet Rainbow Rufflecopter.
Or iTunes. Okay. We're a geeky show. We play games. We're cool, right? Right?
Yes.
I think I'm cool.
Well, yeah, You think you're cool.
So, Moggy, what are you playing at the moment? And don't say with yourself, otherwise I will slap you. Slap you so hard, you'll fall out of that window and down 9 stories to the ground below.
Don't worry. We're a classy show. As I was saying before the song, I'm unemployed, so I've had a lot of time to actually play games. A friend gave me a guest pass for World of Warcraft.
Oh my goodness!
And a mutual friend of ours, actually. So yeah, I'm gonna try that tonight, or hopefully tonight or tomorrow. Lots of audio surf.
Attention, listeners. Enjoy Moggy while you know him now, because once he's going to enter the World of Warcraft, he's not going to be coming out. And if he does, he's not going to be quite the same ever again.
Everybody needs to try it at least once.
No argument there.
Audio Surf, because I've got Steam.
What's Audio Surf?
It's basically like a racing. Have you heard of Wipeout before?
No.
It's a futuristic racing game.
Yeah.
It's
on the PlayStation 1, right?
Well, I mean, it's been going ever since. It's basically think like that, but your MP3 collection basically makes the tracks and the blocks and obstacles.
Neat.
Yes.
What else?
I'm just about to start E-Train Odyssey after this show.
And what's that?
It's an old school dungeon crawler. Back in the days of Wizardry, where you actually had to make your own map, and the games, the only satisfaction you got from playing a game was that you bet something that was balls hard.
Well, if that's what gets your rocks off.
Lots of Rock Band 2, since I got, for the PS2, I should mention that, because there's big differences between the PS3, 360, and Wii version compared to PS2. The PS2 is kind of like the stripped-down version. But I'm not gonna wait an extra year just so I can download extra songs and all that and play online. So yeah, I've been playing with friends a lot. And hopefully
yes,
I get.
Yes, you have.
Yes. Hopefully I'll be getting a mic soon, so I'll be able to do vocals. And we're actually gonna hopefully on the weekend challenge try out the endless set list, which is all 84 songs.
Moggy, you've got too much time on your hands.
I know. And in addition to that, Picross, Suidoken Takaris, Imagine Online, which is basically Shin Megami Tensei Imagine Online, another MMO. And that's pretty much been my gaming staple for the past 2 weeks.
Well, I know it's not exactly new or electronic, but I've been knitting over the past couple of weeks.
Well, I guess geeky.
A scarf, might I add. And nothing quite gets looks on the trains than a 5'11" redhead with a beard just knitting it's a black and white scarf for a friend of mine, with every stitch stitched with love.
Oh, yes, for those who don't actually know Jack, I shouldn't probably give our listeners, not viewers, some info that Jack is actually from the Cubby House. Which is a podcast-only show that we do on Joy, which you can find on joy.org.au or thecubbyhouse.net. Does it have the?
www.thecubbyhouse.net.au.
And also iTunes, I believe.
And also iTunes, but we don't appear on the Joy website. I don't know why. I've asked questions. I haven't got answers. But it's three cubs, and we're exploring what it means to be part of the bear community and part of the gay community in general, and we have a lot of fun doing it.
Hooray!
Hooray!
And how often do you release the podcast?
Around about once every 2 to 3 weeks or so. One of the cool things about doing a podcast is that you can actually do it whenever you feel like it.
Yay.
So, yay for non-commitment!
How about we go to a track, shall we?
Yes. On the subject of bears and cubs, the next track comes from the album Bear Tracks 3. Ha ha! It's a pun! Ha ha! And it's actually titled Another Day of the Cruelty by Scott Free.
Sounds very cheerful.
Oh, you haven't heard it yet.
This is a podcast from Joy 94.9, a gay and lesbian volunteer-based community radio station. For more content, please go to our website at joy.org.au, or if you're in Melbourne, tune in to Joy 94.9.
This is Jack and Moggy on Leet Rainbow Rufflecopter.
Woo.
This is Joy 94.9, Melbourne's gay and lesbian radio station.
You know, and bisexual and transgendered.
Bisexual and queer and transgendered and we're questioning.
Equal.
We are for everyone here on Joy 94.9, but because this is a geeky show, we're for everyone, but especially we're for geeks. And one particular topic that has set the blogosphere on absolute fire is...
Danger!
Yeah. Is I'm not quite too sure how to describe it. It is either a deliberate ploy by Amazon.com...
Or just a stupid cock-up.
Or just a horrible mistake and a system error by Amazon.com. So, what actually happened, Moggy?
Well, was it this week or last week?
It was it's kind of been happening since February this year, but people have only really started to catch on until recently.
Basically, for the past couple of weeks or whenever, gay and lesbian themed books have been, and also books relating to feminism, sexuality in general and like, and basically anything adult,
quote unquote,
have been delisted on the sales rankings or in searches, as my belief.
So consequently, what you tend to find is that you got some books that are gay and lesbian related that are removed from the searches altogether. So one of the most infuriating things about this is that when you searched homosexuality into Amazon.com, the American
and this was
version,
done by Homotron.net.
By Homotron.net. Originally, you'd have things like autobiographies and guides about being gay on campus and just general books. Mm-hmm. Only with the adult, quote-unquote, titles removed from the listings, you tend to find that you had a... really ultra-right conservative trash coming up when people are searching homosexuality. So you've got books like How to Prevent Your Child from Being a Homosexual, and It's Okay to Be Gay, but You Don't Want to Be That Way, Do You? And various books along those lines. The feminist blogosphere has also been infuriated because you also have a lot of those books being removed.
And a little bit of trivia, interesting trivia. The Anarchist Cookbook is still up there.
So people were flaming right and centre. What the hell is going on with Amazon.com?
Because it is one of the biggest booksellers at the moment, online booksellers at the moment.
So the PR department was running off its feet in the past week. Only nobody could really quite get to the bottom of it. I mean, there was... certain responses sent out to people that were along the lines of we are a family friendly organization and this is the what we're going to do, and we're kind of working with the system to make sure that it's appropriate for people of all ages, but also we've received
this is what a letter received from Sergeant Sausage Pants, a writer for GayGamer.net. He inquired about it, and this is the response he got. Hello, this is an embarrassing and ham-fisted Kellogg error for a company that prides itself on offering complete selection. It has been misreported that the issue was limited to gay and lesbian theme titles. In fact, it impacted 57,310 books in a matter of broad categories such as health, mind and body, reproductive and sexual medicine, and erotica. This problem impacted books not just in the United States but globally. It affected not just sales ranks, but also the effect of removing the books from Amazon's main product search. Many books have now been fixed, and we're in the process of fixing the remainder as quickly as possible, and we intend to implement new measures to make this kind of accident less likely to occur in the future. Thanks for contacting us. We hope to see you soon.
Best regards, Amazon.com. We're building Earth's most friendly, customer-centric company. Well, that was a brilliant piece of PRBS. Yes, I am good with my language. And I'm not really quite too sure what to make of this, but what I do know is that I know quite a few people that are in the that are writers, and they're not big writers. They're not the J.K. Rowlings of the world. They're the small fries. And Amazon.com tends to be a means for them to get their work out. And having it not restricted, but just disappear in a lot of cases.
Well, if I believe right, the Amazon Canada got their all the books remained in Amazon Canada.
Well, I keep on hearing different things. So there's a lot of people that are suggesting that until...
Maybe we should look into this ourselves.
There are a lot of people that are saying that until this is remedied, perhaps a boycott of Amazon.com is appropriate. Other people say it's a glitch. I'm not too sure. I say you, Mr. or Mrs. or other listener...
Make the choice.
Make the choice, find out about it, and make an informed consumer choice, because money talks, money sings, and money makes the world go round. Okay, I've been trying to fire off my CD player a little bit, so I think we didn't actually announce the last tracks that we had. The first one that we had was Another Day of the Cruelty by Scott Free, and the second one that we had was A Detachable Penis by King Missile. And the last one we had was Danger, High Voltage by Electric Six. They know how to rock. Now, I think we've got some Moby lined up with...
Ooh, you Moby don't. So great.
Moby is so great. Thank you, Moggy. All right, take two with the CD player. Let's go. Rock it out!
This is a podcast from Joy 94.9, a gay and lesbian volunteer-based community radio station. For more content, please go to our website at joy.org.au, or if you're in Melbourne, tune in to Joy 94.9.
Technologic. Technologic. This is a bit of radio incest going on in the studio of Leet Rainbow Rufflecopter here on Joy 94.9. I am the guest host of Leet Rainbow Rufflecopter today, Jack from the Cubby House podcast. So thank you for joining us, and as my guest in the studio today, our regular host for Leet Rainbow Rufflecopter, Mr. Moggy. Thanks for coming in.
I don't really know how what to think after you just call it radio incest.
Well, I'm from one show, you're from another, and we're kind of from the same family.
Oh,
we
no.
come together in an intimate way. What else are you supposed to call it? A family reunion? Maybe?
No, let's just continue.
Maybe I should just kill this horse. It's not going anywhere. So, Watchmen, the movie / the comic book.
Yeah, so we've been talking about this for the past couple... Well, if you actually listen to the podcast, we've been talking... Me and Gene, my regular co-host, have been talking about this for a couple of weeks. And she's actually read the comic, and she talked about her view of the movie because she's actually read the comic. And I went to see it last weekend, I believe, with Jack.
Now, I know that Watchmen is a bit of old news, but you just got to work with us here, because there's not an awful lot going on in the geekosphere when it comes to entertainment right now. But I actually quite enjoyed Watchmen. I mean, apparently it wasn't quite what the comic book fans wanted it to be.
But, and we know all know that Alan Moore didn't want it in the first place, but that's water under the bridge.
Yep, no, well, he's the creator of the entire thing. What rights does he have to any of it? None, apparently. But it was an interesting new take on the superhero formula, which we've been exposed to. We've had multiple releases of Superman films. We've had Batman films. We've had comic book movie adaptations of so many things. It's a bit refreshing to have some actual, well, interesting characters that are a bit different. So you've got regular people, a bit like Batman, really, who are just doing what they do. And they don't exactly believe in the American dream or necessarily justice. In fact, it's quite difficult to determine why they actually do anything. They really do it all.
And plus, it doesn't really explain why, except for the Dr. Manhattan. There's really no explanation why they are superheroes or how they are so freaking strong.
Well, you've got one of the superheroes, which is a kind of an intergenerational thing, how the mother was a superhero and then the daughter was. And then you've got the comedian. Talk about incest. So, those special effects are pretty cool, right?
I know, I think it was a pretty good movie. Like, when taken out of the comic book context, I think it's an enjoyable action movie to watch for 2 hours at a cinema.
Well, that would be good if it was 2 hours, but it was actually more like 2.5, 2.75
Yeah, I guess.
But my ass wasn't sore, and if that's how you gauge a film's entertainment value, then it gets a non sore ass distinction from Jack.
I think there were scenes that were just a bit too stretched out, like the beginning with that whole song. I didn't really spoil it, by the way. I didn't really need, or I think it was a bit too long, just to sum that up. And that bit there, where the two are going at it to Hallelujah, I think that was completely unnecessary.
Well, I think that there were certain times when the film actually didn't really take itself seriously, which you can say that it was a good thing or a bad thing. I think it just was, and maybe it was a slight bit of reprieve for the viewer. But on the subject of comic book adaptations, the next big thing that everybody's going about, that's right, that's the sound of a geek being excited, is Wolverine Origins.
Yeah.
Now, a copy of this has been leaked out onto the internet, so a lot of people have seen...
We do not condone piracy.
But it kind of raises the whole thing about sequels and prequels. Now, when it comes to prequels, they have a tendency to be ghastly appalling. But from what I've been hearing, this one is good. I can't really say.
I know, I've never really seen... I haven't seen anything of it. I mean, I know it exists, but I haven't heard anything of it. It's just... there are too many comic book adaptations coming out at the moment.
Then pray tell, what should the big movie executives be spending their money on, if not on giant special effect laden, well...
Well, I would like to say original...
Just special effects and gun wanks, really.
Well, I would like to see original content, but we all know that's not going to happen for quite a while. I'm actually looking forward to Coraline, which is based off the Neil Gaiman book.
Coraline?
Yes, it's a 3D... It's done by Tim Burton and directed by Tim Burton. It's based off the Neil Gaiman book of the same name. And it's basically about a little girl who finds an alternate world of hers in under her bed. And it's basically the perfect world to begin with. And then as she starts to explore it and starts to liking it more, it starts becoming twisted and turning against her. And she kind of has to find her way out of the world.
Well, that seems like a bit of an irregular narrative, I'll give it that.
And it's all... The coolest thing is that it's shot in a special way that it's designed to be in 3D.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like some gimmick film or IMAX thing where it's just like a normal film with 3D stuff added. It's actually initially designed for 3D.
Well, keep your eyes and ears out open for that one. Now, we here at Joy94.9 officially support... want you to support the official releases of movies, because you wouldn't steal a car, you wouldn't steal a pan bag, and you shouldn't steal movies.
No. And on and out, let's play some music.
Now, a couple of years ago, I picked up a record by the Coffee Protection Society at a second-hand record shop. I didn't know what I was going in for, but wow, was I impressed. Now, they are a duo that are out of Sydney, so they're homegrown, so love that. And the entire thing about the Coffee Protection Society is that they don't have some big artistic grand scheme of, they just want to make music for people to drink coffee to. And is that so wrong?
No. It's a very simple task, like Crisco. I think it's Crisco, was it? Doing wrapping up the, I don't know, I'm losing my travel for it. It's like 10 o'clock at night.
To clarify, this show is in fact pre-recorded.
Yes.
Now, the record that I have here, or do we even call them records anymore?
No, the CD.
The CD, the album that I have is Don't Forget to Smile by the Coffee Protection Society, track 9, Need Nobody Else. This is Late Rambo Rufflecopter with your host, Jack, from the Cubby House Podcast, and my guest, the regular host of the Late Rambo Rufflecopter, Mr. Morgie.
Yay.
This is a cold, cold evening here on Joy 94.9, so get something and hot into you as you listen to the Coffee Protection Society.
This is a podcast from Joy 94.9, a gay and lesbian volunteer-based community radio station. For more content, please go to our website at joy.org.au, or if you're in Melbourne, tune in to Joy 94.9.
Okay, Rock Band 2, you've been playing it a lot.
Yeah, a lot, quite a bit. It's, I got the PS2 version, got it imported from the UK, because apparently our version, the Australian version, will not come out for the 360 and for everything else. Will not come out to October or November. So, and this is, it came out in America about November, October. So it would be about a year that we have to wait. And it came out in Europe, which is usually the longest time since they have to translate everything. They got that a couple, probably around December or January. So I don't understand what the big gap is. But I got the PS2 version because I have the instruments for the PS2, and I'm not gonna wait a year. And I'm quite they've improved a lot on the original PS2 version of Rock Band, since that was pretty much just bare bones Guitar Hero style. Move on to the next song, and they've reintroduced World Tour mode, which is a lot more simplified one. Like, there's no cash, or you can't create your own characters and bands. So, like, what they've done is basically add videos of pre-generated characters from the 360 and PS3 versions and turn them into videos, and that's what you see playing while playing songs.
I don't think you're making this quite as clear as it could be. We've got we've got games like SingStar out there. We've got games like Guitar Hero out there. How is Rock Band any different?
Rock Band is essentially a combination of all of the major ones. Like, for instance, it's got karaoke for singing, Guitar Hero for guitar and bass, and Drum Mania for drums.
But wait, surely it can't be perfect.
There's a couple of glitches. Like I said, in the PS2 version, they've kind of simplified it. Like, there's no cash or fans, and like, there's a single player mode where you basically create your own rockers and take them through stardom from start to finish. But that's not present in the actual PS2 version.
Now, you've played this enough to know whether this is satisfying enough. You're in your lounge room playing the fake instruments, making thuddy, clicky, dull noises with that.
That's why you put foam on your drums.
With the toys that you've got in your hand. Surely that cannot be satisfying.
Well, I hate that sort of argument that if it's, you're not playing real instruments. Well, you're not in the end, I know that. It's just a fun way for a group of friends to get together and just basically simulate the experience of rocking out. And to me, it's just another music game, because I love music games. So for me, it's kind of like the ultimate package. Yes. Yay.
That, ladies and gentlemen, was our good friend, Mr. Dead Air.
But yeah, I know, it really does depend. If you want to import it, because it is out in PAL at the moment, so you'll be able to play it. You'll just need, in order to buy new songs and such, you will need a prepaid credit card and all that. It's very... I'll link a site to the actual process on how to do that on the website.
But I think the important thing is the music any good?
It's incredibly good. I'm amazed at the entire spectrum of genres that they have. They've got a lot of feminist grunge, like from L7 and the Donnas, and what else? Lush, and Lush. Yes, they've got Beastie Boys, full of rap and hip hop. There's classic rock like Let There Be Rock by AC/DC, Wayward Son, Any Way You Want It by Journey. There's a lot of pop rock, One Way or Another by Blondie. You Ought to Know is one of my favorites.
Alanis Morissette.
And there's modern day stuff like 9 in the Afternoon. It's basically it's a mishmash of great. Most of it's great. Like there's a few choices I think were a bit off. Like they chose for an Interpol song, they chose PDA, which I think is a bit depressing, considering most of our stuff's quite happy and or quite melodic compared to PDA. But yeah, it really does depend if you're a music fan.
So, are you going to quantify your opinion by giving it a rating, or are you just going to leave it at that?
I don't believe in number ratings.
Yes, because you are a pretentious, I'm a pretentious game knob. Critic.
But anyway, if you love music games and if you like, look at the track list before you buy it, and if you like the track list, and if you're in a situation where you're with friends quite a bit and they like music games as well, then get it. Otherwise, just get something simple like SingStar.
Okay, that was Moggy, our resident game reviewer here on Leet Rainbow Rufflecopter, here on Joy 94.9. I am Jack from the Cubby House podcast, and we are doing a little bit of cross-pollination on the program today. Now, coming up next, we've got Earth, Wind, and Fire with...
And it goes on and in September.
That's the spirit.
This is a podcast from Joy 94.9, a gay and lesbian volunteer-based community radio station. For more content, please go to our website at joy.org.au, or if you're in Melbourne, tune in to Joy 94.9.
Now, usually on the Cubby House podcast, we generally say that we are off the streets and into your brain, but this time... Coming up on Anzac Day, April the 25th, we are off the streets and into the Laird Hotel. And what are we doing? We are having a great debate. What we have done is that we have invited some of our special podcast friends, including Adam Richards from Fox FM, Dina Curie, a local comedian, local diva, Kay Sarah, and the lovely and bitchy Adam Stobbs from Allegro Non Troppo. So the topic that we are fighting ever so fiercely is sex better than food? Because what else would a bear podcast be debating about? So that's happening at 7 p.m. at the Laird Hotel. It's brought to you with the help of Vic Bears Incorporated, which is... Melbourne's Bear Club. You kind of generally tend to see them around. And for more details, all you need to do is go to the events page at www.thecubbyhouse.net.au, where you can find details on the event, our podcast, some profiles on the people that actually put on the thing. It's my baby project. I am so proud. So, sex... food. I personally enjoy both, and I think that we'll have a lot of fun trying to unravel that one. Now, unfortunately, this is not available to the ladies because, well, it's the Laird Hotel.
Sorry, you need a penis.
You need a penis to get into the Laird Hotel. But, yeah, it'll be a lot of fun. So hopefully we'll see you there. I'll be signing autographs, or if you say hi, I'll wave back. I'm lonely.
This is a podcast from Joy 94.9, a gay and lesbian volunteer-based community radio station. For more content, please go to our website at joy.org.au, or if you're in Melbourne, tune in to Joy 94.9.
Joy 94.9.
I feel so much better after that track. This is Leet Rainbow Rafflecopter here on Joy 94.9. Yes, that was indeed Michael Jackson. 1995. So
that mid transformation point.
No, I'm looking at the album cover at the moment. He's
white.
He's white, and the damage had already been done. But
we should not bag people for what they were. Well, I mean, we should treasure their music instead of bagging them.
Well, diversity is Joy 94.9. And before that was a little favourite of mine from the musical Avenue Q, which was Special, featuring Lucy the Slut. Although I don't believe in using the term slut, it's kind of a gendered double...
Oh, I can't wait to see that.
It's a gendered double standard that's generally applied more to women more than men.
Okay.
So I'm gonna get off my feminist high horse and get on with the show. So the last point that we're going to bring up for the show is the ethics of Wi-Fi.
It's actually we actually come up with this idea from one of our favorite podcasts, Spark.
Yes, Spark is a podcast. Ooh, sorry. That is no reflection about how I feel about Spark. But it's a podcast that's released by the Canadian Broadcasting Association. And it's about neat things relating to technology and trends and how it integrates into people's lives. And one of the things that they actually featured was a T-shirt which could actually pick up other people's wireless internet signals and then display how strong those signals were.
And if they're open, weren't they? Is that it?
I don't know if that's open, but... But depending on how strong the signals were, it would light up your shirt even brighter. So apparently it's not that unheard of for people to run around or just drive around and look at other people's wireless networks, see what they're called, see if they're open or not. And I think that most people that own some kind of Wi-Fi device have...
Has encountered
this particular thing before, how you're kind of in an area and you really want to connect online, but the only one that you can seem to connect to isn't your own, it's somebody else's. They'll never know that you're connecting to their...
Well, say you've only just moved into your new apartment and it's going to be like a week before you get the internet up and running.
They'll probably never know that you're going to do it unless you go nuts and just, I don't know, download Wolverine Origins, which we don't advocate downloading unfinished films.
And also downloading stuff from other people's bandwidth in general without permission.
So when it comes to ethics, I think the...
It's pretty clear cut.
It's pretty clear cut. Whether you're stealing a DVD or a car or even something as intangible as data that is swirling around the air, theft is theft, even when they'll probably never know that you're doing it. And all you're going to be doing is checking up Facebook and Twitter and...
I remember in the old days, well, old-ish days since I'm only 19, that people used to go around with Pringle cans attached to their laptop antennas to find the best reception.
But let's not get on our high horse, because I know, you know, Moggy, we've all done this.
Yeah.
That we can all say, oh, it's theft. But we've all done it. And I would like to say to all the people that I've stolen internets from, I'm sorry. I've taken what... that was never mine, and I didn't even use it properly. So, if it's possible, maybe the thing to do is ask.
Always
ask. Or maybe leave a fruit basket for the person.
Now remember, there's tons and tons of free Wi-Fi spots in the city. Like the library. The library in Melbourne is a giant free hotspot. And Federation Square, I believe, is a hotspot. So yeah, there's always one. There's always a free, perfectly legal one around the corner.
Oh, I feel like such a square. But you know what the saying is? It's hip to be square. Now to redeem Corey and I, I'm going to play a sexy...
No, wait, I think it's time for us to go.
We're not going to play a sexy track?
We'll play a sexy track as we go out.
Okay, this is the end of Leet Rainbow Rufflecopter here on Joy 94.9. I like to believe that we shared something special here today, and we hope that you learned something from us, and we couldn't possibly have learned anything from you because radio is one way and we're pre-recorded, so sorry. But you can send in emails to the program at
moggy@leetrainbowrufflecopter.com, and that's Leet Rainbow Rufflecopter because I always get asked this. It's spelled leetrofflecopter.com.
That's excellent. And I'm Jack from the Cubby
House. And also the website, leetrainbowrufflecopter.com. It's also spelled the same way.
And I'm Jack from the Cubby House podcast. You can find us online at thecubbyhouse.net.au. We have a lot of fun talking about bearish things and some pre-recorded comedy. And it's my baby. I love it. And I can't keep on going on about this. Otherwise, people will think that I'm a pretentious wanker, which is just here to sell my own wares. Well, that is not the case. I love technology.
Well, anyway, next up is Nocturnal Transmissions, some music, and also the best of Joy throughout the past couple of weeks. So I hope you enjoy that until 6 o'clock, until when the breakfast team will take you until 10, I believe.
It's fun to be back on the air, and once again, here is our final track, our sexy track, on Joy 94.9. Thanks for being with me.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
This has been another Joy 94.9 podcast. Joy 94.9 is a gay and lesbian volunteer-based community radio station committed to providing a voice for the diverse GLBTI communities. You can support our work by becoming a member or making a donation. For details, go to joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.